good morning. I'm great.
Very nice.
What's happening?
Oh, just an election, just stuff going on, just school wrapping up its final 3 weeks, just a little bit of a little bit of everything. And that's where I'm going to jump in, because school and the election tied together. I tuned into WGCL's coverage live on election night and caught the segment with David Schaefer, the superintendent at Brown County. I did not know he was retiring. His final gift to everybody was trying to get this referendum passed, and they did so. I won't say with flying colors, but it was a solid margin. We know Brown County is different from Monroe County, but do we hope regionally that sentiment carries over to the November general election, or are those dots not, we're not able to connect those because it is a different different county?
Right, and different issues and different needs, but as Keith and I were talking about before we went on the air, you know, it seems that people understand pretty clearly why we need community referenda to help supplement our budget, because of, first of all, about what, eight or 10 years ago, the $300 million that was cut from public education, and then the money that we're losing going to voucher schools. And again, for MCCSC, it's not a new tax, it's a continuation and a lower tax. We're lowering the tax, the property tax that we will be assessing. We've lowered it from what it has been for the last 6 years.
Well, and the point there, Sue, is that when you get public money, as whether it's coming to you from the taxes or it's coming to you from the referendum, you've got to be a good steward. And Tim Thrasher, our controller, has made it a point that in the referendum we're under now, we have never taken the full amount that the taxpayers allotted to the MCCSC. And we now are lowering what we're going to be asking for in the referendum as it is asked to be reinforced or reintroduced.
And Keith, I'm sure this happens to you, I get a lot of people asking how they can be involved to work for the referendum. And we have a website now that's yesformccsc.org. People can go online. There's also a Facebook site, Twitter, and Snapchat. And people can go on there and sign up as a volunteer and then get continuing information and get involved in any way they find comfortable, whether it's helping with mailers or helping to contact people or recruiting other volunteers. So yes, for, and for is spelled out, yesformccsc.org.
What do you need to sell, Sue? We've already passed it once. Where everybody knows what's going on. Do you need all these people?
Oh, you mean the volunteers?
Sure.
Well, you know, yes, we do. I'm not feeling quite as anxious about the passage of this as I was maybe 6 months ago, because everybody seems to understand, first of all, that it's a continuation and a lowering of the taxes, but this really, really, it helps with our extracurricular opportunities. It allowed us to bring back all the teachers that we had cut at one time. The Bradford Woods programs that everybody thinks is so wonderful. And most of the money, it's 93%, will support teachers and staff. So 93% of what people will be paying in the referendum is to support teachers and staff. And, how can you argue with that?
Well, and Sue, let me add, in answer to Mike's question, there are a fair number of people that don't know that this isn't new. They want to know why we're doing this, how come we have to do it. And it's like when you explain that this is a continuation, like, really? You know, they don't realize that it's already been there. And then the other factor is that a lot of people do not understand what state government has done to schools across the state of Indiana that forces schools to have to resort to a referendum.
Do you think it's easier to pass that message along knowing that it's already in place and you're just essentially keeping that message alive instead of having to sell it from scratch like you did the first time?
That's what we're going to be hammering on, that this is not a new tax. It's a continuation of a tax which you have already been paying. And, in fact, it's a lowering of that tax. So.
And that's one of the reasons that we need volunteers and we need a committee to work on this, because I think we've determined that about 85% of the community has no children in school right now.
How much was the number again?
85%.
Wow.
Have no kids in school. Well, because when you think about the young people, you know, kids who have grown up and everything like that, when you don't have a child in school, you're not necessarily paying attention to education things. You certainly reap the benefits of having a really good school corporation because what that does for the quality of life and businesses coming into the area who look at education. So there's a lot of people we need to inform. And also, 6 years later, there's probably a lot of new people in the community who weren't here before. So we want to spread the word about how good the school corporation is and why the continuation of the referendum is so important.
Sue, we've got another issue that's out there, and it's kind of the opposite of raising money. It's thanking people, and it's thank a teacher. And we need to talk about that because school year is coming to a close. And whether you went to the MCCSC in terms of thanking a teacher, or you want to use an opportunity to thank a teacher you had in another state even, this is a wonderful way you can do it and support the Monroe County School Foundation.
Right, and this is actually National Teacher Appreciation Week, and in conjunction with that, our foundation does a thank a teacher, and for a $15 or more donation, you can write a personal note to any teacher that you would like in terms of thanking a teacher or any other staff person. And then in addition, if you go online to Curry Buick, for every time you thank a teacher with the hashtag FMCCS thanks, Carrie Curry, owner of Curry Buick, will donate $2 to our foundation.
Say that one more time slowly, because make sure people understand.
If it's so catchy, how could it be so hard to get out there?
Do it again.
I want to write this down.
Wait, I got to write it down too. Foundation of Monroe County Community Schools, FMCCS.
FMCCS.
There you go.
Thanks.
And it's on the Curry Buick website. It's on their Facebook page.
That's an old copy and paster.
All you have to do is click and thank, and the donation is made for you.
Sue, put you on the spot. Who was one of the teachers you'll never forget?
Mrs. Ferguson in the second grade.
Wow. There's two that I can come to mind. One is Mrs. Beagle.
That was a long time ago.
Mrs. Beagle was my third grade teacher, and George Wood, the first male teacher I had in school. And he was my seventh or eighth grade teacher.
Ish.
Yeah. When you were doing a little slate and stylus, right? Kind of thing back in the olden days.
Yeah. But you imagine that how far we've come that, you know, that I would run into the first male teacher I ever had? It's changed?
When you said that, when I was in elementary school, I don't remember a male teacher at all.
Well, the concept of a male kindergarten teacher, that was just unheard of.
Which I just think is great that we do have male kindergarten teachers and elementary school teachers and high school teachers.
Right. So, you also, we have good news because the 50 men who care...
Or cook. Which is it?
No, this is care. This
is different.
These are the people that give money.
The 50 men.
I think
men
it's 100
men who cook.
50 men who cook. 50 men who care.
Well, what if you had 150 men that care and cook?
Wait, now those guys would get my attention real fast.
That's right. Bring them all together. Get you a big venue. Put it all. Make it all happen. What are they doing?
Anyway, they chose. I think it's quarterly. They come together and choose a not-for-profit to benefit. And this time they chose the Foundation of Monroe County Community Schools and made their donation to us. So another really, really fine donation, more work by the foundation. And I think this is going to be used for literacy purposes.
Excellent. Yeah, that was, I always ask, when these $15 donations come in and Curry Buick helps you out and the 100 Men Who Care help you out, do you have a set place where this money goes? Are you advocating a special cause on that, or does it just go into a general fund where you use it as need?
Good question. The foundation takes unrestricted donations, and then they'll make a determination. But if somebody wants to specify where their donation goes when they make that to the foundation, they certainly can.
Great.
But most of what the foundation is doing with funds nowadays is classroom grants for teachers,
right,
and also literacy efforts.
So a teacher can apply for a grant, Mike, from the foundation to extend what they would do in their, you know, the average teacher takes $500 to $1,000 out of their own pocket a year to pay for extras around their classroom. The way teachers decorate their classroom, things they buy to bring in to the classroom for their students, this is where the foundation can step in and help with that kind of thing.
And here's the really silly thing that I find silly, is that can be a tax deduction on your tax returns every year. If you're a teacher and you can substantiate that you've spent this money.
Mm-hmm.
Well, instead of letting them take a tax deduction, you know, we just need more money to fund these kinds of things so the teachers don't have to do that.
Now, Sue, Mike's a golfer. He writes a column about golfing. He knows everything there is to know about golfing.
That's not true.
Fill him in on what's happening on June 16th.
Golf for Kids, F-O-R-E, Golf
for
Kids.
Oh, I see what you did
the
there.
Foundation.
Oh,
yeah, I didn't do it.
Tricky.
The foundation did it, yeah.
Oh, take credit
and,
for that.
It'll be a golf tournament at the Monroe County Country Club, or is it it's a Bloomington Country Club.
Right.
And, again, all of the entry fees, all of the sponsorships will go to benefit the foundation. And I know at one point we were getting low on spaces, so if somebody is interested in a team of four, or you are just by yourself, they'll put you on a team, and that'll be June 16th, and I think it'll be, I know it'll be a great event. The last time I went to one of the foundation's golf tournaments, it was pretty fun.
Sue, before we let you go, I want to review something, because I was just looking at my calendar. Last night was the graduation school graduation.
I was going to bring that up.
Tonight at 7:30, we've got the Bloomington High School South is doing the honors night for underclassmen. On Monday, we've got the Bloomington High School North Senior Honors Night reception. And then up south is the Seniors Honor Night, too. Same night, both schools. On the 10th, we've got the Evening of Stars at the Convention Center.
Keith, how many tuxedos do you have?
That's right. Then on the 12th, we've got the Hoosier Hills
Career Center.
And they're having their awards night. And on the 16th, we've got Bloomington High School North Honors Day. And then we've got a school board meeting on the 17th. That's just some of the stuff. And then at the end of the month, we've got the graduation of the Bloomington Graduate School. And then we've got the ASE graduation at IU on the 27th. And then we got North and South on the 28th. Kind of a busy month. And the 24th, it's all over.
Well, don't exactly say it that way, but
it's officially
But you're right. I mean, you know that it's spring when we have all of our different awards and recognition ceremonies, and so glad that our schools do that and recognize students for a whole lot of different things. And,
well, that's
and
only of course, some of them.
Oh, right, exactly. And some have already happened.
Right.
And I know we always look forward to our commencement ceremonies because that's real. That's the point of it, you know, that we get to educate kids and then help them graduate and move on in life.
All right, Sue, great job as always. Enjoy your weekend. I promise the weather will be nice tomorrow. Saturday will be warm. Mother's Day will be okay. So that we'll be okay, and we'll get caught up with you next Thursday.
Okie doke. Thanks for having me on. Bye-bye.